The Dutch citizen convicted in the sextortion of Port Coquitlam student Amanda Todd should be banned from communicating on the internet for 15 years. Crown Counsel submitted this morning, October 12. Lead prosecutor Louise Kenworthy also asked Justice Martha Devlin at BC Supreme Court to order a lifetime firearms prohibition against Aidan Coben, whose sentencing hearing is happening this week at the New Westminster Law Courts. Coben, 44, was found guilty by a jury in August on 5 counts: extortion, importing and distributing child pornography, possession of child pornography, communicating with the intent to lure a child, criminal harassment. Crown Counsel is asking for a combined sentence of 23 years, reduced for totality to 12 years behind bars, to serve consecutively with his current 10-year sentence in the Netherlands, which ends in August 2024. The Crown is asking for a judicial stay on the third conviction, possession of child porn, based on the Kienappel principle. A person can't be convicted of two offenses that are as a result of the same act. Kenworthy told the court that Coben was well aware of the psychological harm he caused Amanda Todd. Ruining her life was his objective, she contended, noting the shame and humiliation he caused the 15-year-old girl, who took her life 10 years ago after posting a YouTube video about her struggles that went viral. Kenworthy pressed for a sentence on the higher end for sex crimes involving children, telling the judge that Coben has refused to take part in psychological assessments while in prison in the Netherlands and at the North Fraser Pre-Trial Center in Port Coquitlam. Kenworthy also noted Dutch probation officials have rated Coben as a high risk for re-offending. He must be separated from society to prevent further harm to children, Kenworthy urged. Defense attorney Anwyl, defense counsel Elliot Holzman argued on Wednesday morning, October 12, that his client should receive half the sentence that the Crown is seeking, 6 years in prison rather than a dozen. In his submission, Holzman presented as evidence three letters to the judge that speak of Coben's character, from his mother, written by Coben's older sister, from his older sister, and from his childhood friend, Keenan Gokchenar. His brother Adem testified during Coben's 9-week trial. As well, Holzman offered a psychiatric assessment of Coben from January 2015. He argued that the Crown's 12-year sentencing position isn't proportionate, given Coben is a first-time offender in Canada and his actions impacted one child. For the 6-year global sentence proposal, Holzman suggested Devlin impose 3 years for extortion, 1.5 years for importing and distributing child pornography, to run consecutive to the extortion sentence, 4.5 years for child luring, to run concurrently, 2 years for criminal harassment, to run concurrently. He asked that the penalty be reduced for totality, i.e., so that the sentence for all offenses isn't excessive. Holzman also offered some personal background about Coben, who, during Wednesday's hearing, scrolled through legal documents on a laptop while in the prisoner's box. Born in the Netherlands, Coben is the son of Turkish emigres. He lived in Tilburg, as well as in Ghent, Belgium, and his father, a car salesman, died when Coben was 17. Because of financial struggles, Holzman said, Coben dropped out of school to work and support the family. Holzman said his client was in close contact with his family before he was extradited to Canada in 2020, and they describe Coben as generous and hardworking. Asked by Devlin about Coben's lack of participation in prison programs in the Netherlands and Canada, Holzman responded, he keeps to himself. Holzman also dismissed the Crown's allegation that Coben's actions were the dominant cause of Amanda Todd's suicide on October 10, 2012. And he argued that Coben was not in a position of trust as an adult, as he operated 22 fake aliases on 4 social media platforms. They were virtual strangers, Holzman said of Coben and Todd's digital connection. Holzman also referenced several Canadian precedents, including the Supreme Court of Canada's landmark case on child exploitation, R versus Friesen, which calls for greater protection of minors against sex offenders, as well as R versus Sinclair, a Manitoba Court of Appeal case in which the defendant received 8 years in jail.